Yeah, one second. So this meeting is being recorded by Steve Sherlock of Franklin TV / Franklin Matters. Yes, attendance-wise, Cheryl is not here. Everyone else is... No, and Gus is not here. So we have Rayum, Jay, Sanford, Quinlan, and... Mike, how do you pronounce your last name correctly? Because I always mess it up.
Farilla.
Farilla, thank you. And then Fisher and Brown are absent. All right. First item on the agenda is to approve our previous meeting minutes. So do I hear a motion to approve?
I move we do now approve the meeting minutes.
Second.
All right. Approved. Second. That is passed. That is all set. We've already sent them in. All right, the next item on the agenda is public comments. So a reminder for this section is, according to open meeting law, this is a time where any members from the public are welcome to share thoughts or questions on any item not on the agenda. And this would be the singular time in a meeting that public comments are automatically approved, and then otherwise throughout the rest of the meeting, we ask that the meeting is held between the members of the commission, and then if we do invite other comments or questions at particular times. So are there any members of the public that have any comments or questions at this time?
Actually, I sent you the email regarding the Metro West Center for Independent Living roundtable with the commissions on disability. There are 13 commissions in our service area. On May 13th, we're going to have a virtual roundtable. So I know you can't make it, but somebody else on the commission can make it. It would be fantastic to have you guys represented, you know.
You said the 17th?
May 13th. Oh, 13th. It's a Wednesday, 3 to 4:30.
Is there anyone, I don't know if you have your schedules with you, is there anyone that would be interested in attending that meeting on behalf of our commission?
17th?
May 13th.
May 13th. 3 to 4:30. Sorry.
So, virtual?
It's virtual.
Oh, okay.
I could do it.
We're in the public comment section.
Okay, go ahead.
So basically, you know, we'll have a nice discussion and have all the commission share their ideas.
Yeah.
What they're doing. And
I absolutely love it. That's fantastic. Oh my God, I'm so upset I can't be there. But
sorry.
No, that's okay. Yeah. We, Lauren, you said you can do it? Mm-hmm. Lauren will be there.
Lauren, can you forward her? I don't think I have your email.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. So
I can do that.
And that way you can go on and register. So
okay.
We're limiting who we send out the link to so we don't get bombed with the Zoom bomb. Mm-hmm. That's pretty bad when those happen. I've seen it.
Yeah, I hear you. Is anybody else, any other members available and interested in attending? If you are, just let me know. No pressure right now. Okay, cool.
Awesome.
Anything else from you, Mark, or any other public comments?
Well, I was telling you I met with Gus, and we were looking at the apartments right by McDonald's, right behind the building department, and mm-hmm. working with them regarding sidewalks and accessibility, and so getting things done, making things better. So.
Is that do you remember the name of the complex? It's the new one across from the municipal building. Oh. Hey, Gus.
Long time no see.
Yeah, huh?
Gus Brown is present, and Steve is recording, if that's okay with you. Audio recording for Franklin TV, Franklin Matters.
It would be my pleasure.
Okay.
What was the name of that apartment complex?
Glen Meadows.
Glen Meadows, thank you. I couldn't remember the name.
Great, thank you guys for doing that. Awesome. We're in the public comment section. Anything else? And do you mind just stating your name? I keep forgetting that we should do that during the public comment section. We're like, we all know who you are, but...
Yeah. Nobody out there does. Mark Dempsey, Metro West Center for Independent Living, so...
Thank you so much. Anything else for you, Mark?
Nope. It's just, you know, anybody ever has any concerns, they can reach out to the commission. And, you know, I'm here. I can be here.
Thank
Very
you.
Quick notice. So.
All right. Yeah. Any other public comments? Okay, we shall continue on then. Next item on the agenda are announcements from the chair. So updates regarding AAB non-compliance letters, which again, AAB stands for Architectural Access Board. The updates that I have are for New England Chapel. They sent out a stipulated order that they need to be, their plan was approved and needs to be completed by May 31st. So there's, at New England Chapel was the parking situation. So May 31st, and then I'll hear after that. And then the financial institution at 443 East Central, case resolution. It is complete, it is done,
resolved.
All fixed. Yes, resolved.
Great.
So those are the updates for those. Did you need me to repeat something?
Just the financial institution part, is that what you said?
Yeah, I forget the exact name of the building, but it was 443 East Central Street. Letter kept coming in as the address, so that's okay. All I remember. And it was a financial something.
And they're now in compliance.
Yeah.
Perfect. Thank you.
Sure. Next announcement is that we do officially, as the COD, have the handicap parking funds in Franklin coming to us now. So Chapter 40, Section 22G has been adopted, and that means that in the town of Franklin, anytime someone parks in a handicapped parking spot and they are given a ticket by, you know, the town of Franklin, an officer, and they pay that ticket, that money is now in a fund that we use as a commission. Now, the funds are separate from our budget from the town. In order to use the handicapped parking funds, we have to get it approved before we go and just buy anything willy-nilly. Funds have to specifically be used to better those with disability in the town of Franklin. So we can talk in the future about what we want to do with those funds, but I wanted to let everyone at least know that we have that, and there's already $760 in that account. So it is officially passed along to us. We can celebrate that.
Yay!
And okay, that is it from announcements. Any questions on those items?
I have a question.
Yeah.
When did the 760 start to accumulate? Way back when, or?
That's a good question. She didn't give a date as to like a back date, but in the email she did mention that it was originally questioned or like adopted apparently back in like 2024, which was maybe when like the commission was officially sworn in, or adopted, I should say. So I'm unsure of how far back that dates, but good question. Yeah. Alrighty then, we're rolling right along today. So old business, we're gonna check in on the accessibility in Franklin document, which is our document that we are still working on that describes objectively, I always mix those two up, objectively, factual information about accessibility of locations that are only in Franklin. We have the categories of entertainment, reoccurring events, medical and health, places of worship, restaurants and cafes, retail, and then sports, fitness, and recreation. So last time, one of the categories we still needed to list places for was medical and health. So let's jump down to that one. Looks like we have a lot of medical facilities, primary cares, urgent cares, awesome, family medicine. That's looking fantastic. And I'm gonna keep scrolling, so if somebody does not like the scrolling, please tell me to stop or, okay, maybe we stop there. So it looks like we have the, I'm gonna go back up, medical piece. So doctors, that was you, right, Randy?
Yes.
Like the doctor's offices, thank you. Any updates on the
it's just a start. I mean, it's not done.
It'll take us a while
to questions.
Yeah. That's a great start. Thank you. Any updates on the holistic ones?
Yeah, not yet.
Take your time, yeah. Okay, so we still have to do the holistic ones, and then we'll check with Cheryl next month as well for the therapies. discuss. We originally had your name next to reoccurring events, but I don't know if you looked into that at all, but I just pulled the Franklin Culture list, which is very extensive, and then Steve also sent me a list that he has, so I just put a bunch of those in. I don't know if you had any others.
I do not, no.
Okay, no problem, but this should be complete as far as, you know, it's not. We haven't done the details, but just naming places, so that has expanded as well. So like Aretha Franklin, the Beautification Days, 4th of July, Earth Day, a whole bunch of reoccurring events have been added to the list. You just don't realize how many things we actually do in town until they're on the list. Strawberry Stroll, Memorial Day Parade, Porch Fest, Pride Event, Santa on the Common, Strawberry Stroll, Harvest Fest. So those got added. Let me go back up. And then entertainment. Any updates on the entertainment category, which was Michael?
I think you had, about things in Franklin, but.
We had just the Black Box.
Okay.
That's all.
That's all we had. You guys don't have like a theater or like a skating rink or anything?
The ice rink, but that would be under recreation.
Okay. So entertainment's gonna be limited to like places that provide that,
provide entertainment, like a show or a activity.
The trampoline.
So not like that jumpy house place that's over there next to the dollar store. That wouldn't be considered entertainment.
I feel like that would be entertainment.
Okay,
well,
I thought about that.
It might be.
Okay, so
what,
we can
do you remember
add
what that one's
there.
Called?
That one's
Altitude.
Altitude.
I pass it all the time.
Okay. Altitude.
Was that the name of it?
Yeah.
Okay. I thought that would be one. And then trying to think what else I seen in Franklin.
Altitude.
Oh, I think do you have something over there?
Park.
I'm like, do you have something? No.
The Circle of Friends Coffee House does 7 or 8 shows that face the Universalist Church. But that's a regular entertainment.
I'm wondering, would that be a reoccurring event or entertainment? I'm curious what category that would be in.
I feel like all the reoccurring events are yearly, like once a year, no?
Yeah, that's true.
And how often are they?
Monthly from September to May.
And it's entertainment?
It's concerts. It's individual
concerts.
Folk singers, sometimes a group.
Okay. What is it called?
Circle of Friends Coffee House. And it's part of the First Universalist Church of Franklin.
What about the museums? Is that...
Oh, the children's... But you guys have that one down already, right?
We have the historical museum, but we can add the children's museum.
Yeah.
Right. Under entertainment? Or what is that something else?
I think that would be entertainment.
How about, like, Dean College and the things they put on? Like, don't they have a theater program?
They do.
Yeah, we could put, like, Dean College programming or something like that. All right, hold on. Let me go back because we have so many ideas. I'm not keeping up with them. All right, time out. Back to Circle of Friends. What was that location again?
At the First Universalist Church. First Universalist Society of Franklin. FUSF.
First Universalist?
Universalist. Sorry.
Universalist.
Otherwise, FUSF.org. For short.
Universalist.
Yeah, I can send you the info if you want.
Okay.
Yes, universal and then IST.
Thank you.
Yeah, I know. It sounds like it's more.
Okay, and then we said H, my alphabet, the Children's Museum. Mm-hmm. There's got to be a shortcut key for that.
I'm sure if you're looking for an address, do you need the address on the First Universalist Church or no?
262. Yep.
Yes.
Chestnut
Street.
Thank you. Children's Museum of Franklin is on
Cottage.
What?
157. 158. 157. I'm not sure if it's an odd or even.
157. I think.
It's an odd number.
It's an odd number because it's on that side of the road. Yeah.
I love how we know it though. We're like 150.
I think it's 157.
It's newly painted. It's different from what color it was.
Drive by it all the time. And then you mentioned something too. What?
Dean College.
Oh, the Dean College.
They do have regular thespian productions. They have dance productions, choreographic productions. Quite a schedule through the calendar of the school year.
Let's see, A, B, C, D.
What's a thespian?
A theater person.
Mm. Performing arts.
Does the town of Franklin do like any like, and like at Foxborough, we have like the commons and we do like, especially during the good weather time, it's like all these different things that happen. Does Franklin do that?
Farmers Market coordinates with concerts on the common.
Okay.
Yeah, hold on. We're just having, I'm recognizing for just people being able to follow cognitively, there's a lot of like scattered input. So I'm going to go back to, if you don't mind, y'all facilitate. So yes, at the town common, there's in our reoccurring events list, there's like farmers market, 4th of July festival, things like that. Yeah.
So we don't need that in their entertainment. But yeah. There's plenty of entertainment now, so that's good.
Yeah, I think that's good. Can anyone else right now think of anything entertainment based?
That art place downtown.
Oh yeah, would that be? Let me see our categories again. Yeah, right. Because it's not like fitness.
They have classes and I don't know.
Although, and this goes back to another definition thing. Should we be making another category?
Like art studios?
Because, when I hear the word entertainment, I feel like someone's going to entertain me. Whereas, like, if I'm going to participate in something, part of me feels like that would be a different word. But it's not necessarily always recreational in terms of you think of like fitness or activity. Mm-hmm. Can anybody think, should we like divide that? Should I put arts and entertainment and then it can expand our category?
Yeah.
I think that was it.
Okay. Because even like the dean shows like that's artistic too. Arts and entertainment. Yeah, so then if we do that, right, the creative corner, what it, oh,
I'll have to look it up.
I should know this.
Creative corner.
Creative, I was like hesitant to, like, am I saying it right?
Yeah. Creative corner studio.
Okay. Anything else that would be arts or entertainment?
One place that will, doesn't have a home, but live arts had been a regular series at the FUSF. They've stopped. Now Live Arts String Quartet is coming up with their second concert, but they're going to be moving around until they get a home. So we'll put that in kind of another event category, but not a recurring one.
TBD.
TBD.
Okay. I think that's like good progress. Unless anyone else is like, oh, they just thought of something.
No.
Like, don't go places. So, what?
We need more of these.
Yeah, we do. We need more entertainment.
We have a lot of community activity, but
that's true. We have a lot of like reoccurring events and community things, but not necessarily like under this particular category.
Okay. The other one that would be hard to add, because I have trouble adding it, since I manage the community calendars, there's a number of either restaurants or bars that do occasional music on a Friday night, Thursday night, Saturday night.
True. Yeah. What do you guys think if we like leave restaurants as restaurants though, or?
Because I feel like that changes a lot and this is more.
Yeah. Yeah, this is like the things that are set in stone, they happen all the time, or they're like a place to always go, or.
Because they'll look up the event and then they'll say, but is this place accessible? Let me look at the list.
At the restaurant. Right. Exactly. Yeah, right. That's our goal. We can't like cover everything. But right, if we evaluate, or not evaluate, if we report on the accessibility of the restaurant, then people can, yeah, I agree.
At least have them once.
Okay. Any other?
Can I make
Randy?
Just for my own clarification, under the medical dentists, I guess, physical therapy?
Yep.
I'm just looking for a yes
yep.
or no.
Yep.
It's somewhere else.
Yep.
Okay. Chiropractors?
Yep.
Eye doctors, yes.
Yep.
Podiatrists, yes. What about the outer worlds of massage?
That's holistic.
Yes?
Yep.
It's medical?
Yeah, last time we had talked...
Acupuncture?
Yeah, last time we had talked about like all that holistic stuff. Kelly will end up looking up all the holistic ones, so you don't have to worry about...
But they'll go under medical?
Yeah.
Okay, so I'm just doing doctors.
Okay. Yeah.
And chiropractors.
Yep.
Okay.
Or actually, chiropractors would be under Kelly as well. That's like holistic, I would consider. Well, it's both. They're technically doctors.
Oh, yeah.
But we just wanted you to look up MDs. Are they MDs?
Okay.
And like, yeah, medical doctors or like physician's assistants or like how you put PCPs. Yeah, that like more medical.
All right, so then I'm going to take out chiropractor.
Okay. And I mean, Cheryl was doing the therapies, like PT, OT, speech and stuff. But if you want to talk to Cheryl and grab some from her, off of her plate, if you like want to do more, feel free. I'll leave that to you.
Okay. Yeah. I tried to fool around with it a little bit. So all I've done, so the way I was doing it is I just Googled, you know, medical offices, Franklin, Massachusetts.
Yeah.
And there's no rhyme or reason to how the order of them. Mm-hmm. And in fact, I think it can change from one day to the next. I don't mean the sponsored ones, I mean just the list. So, and I couldn't figure out how to do a sorting, so I guess in the end, are you going to want to go in alphabetical order?
Mm-hmm.
So do you want us as we go along or when we're done to put the blocks in alphabetical order?
That would be amazing. Currently, all the ones, aside from the medical one, are currently in alphabetical order, kind of like how I was just doing as we added to the entertainment one. So yes, that is the goal, is for all of them to be alphabetical.
Because there's no sort command that I could find.
Yeah.
And has there been any thought to within categories kind of have a little line that breaks it down? Like, let's say in medical, although it's, you know, there could be, doctors and dentists, just alphabetical, I guess. I don't know if there was any thoughts on, you know.
Because there's like three
general
categories.
General practitioners, PC, no, yeah, I don't know. PCPs, podiatrists, gynecologists, or just throw them all in there in alphabetical order.
I feel like it's about naming the facility, not the actual doctor. So unless a doctor has a private practice and it's under, like, it's just their name and that's their practice. And because our goal is to name the locations.
Right.
So say, you know, at the Milford Regional Urgent Care, there's also like, we can actually change this to say multiple things like Milford Regional Urgent Care Lab, imaging, you know, all the things that are there, so we don't have to separate out. It's all about the location.
And most of them do have, you can tell by the name what they,
yeah,
you know, what their gig is. Okay.
Anybody else have any thoughts on that?
Just to help clarify, because they're not looking for someone in each specialty. They're just going to check the accessibility. Do you know what I mean? So if they're alphabetical, it's okay. Not like, I get what you were saying. Group certain medical things together so it's less confusing. I would say if they were going to look for a provider, that would make sense. But since they're just going to check the accessibility.
Right, they already know.
Just blend it all together, yeah.
And were you going to add something?
Yeah, I just wanted to let you know that your list has been noticed by another commission and they are looking to duplicate it. So give you some kudos on that.
Hey, Franklin. Way to go, FCOD.
So
that's awesome.
All my different meetings I go to, I get, you know.
Thank you. I know I like to hear what others are doing too, because they can give us ideas. So I think that's awesome. It's a lot of work, but I think it's worth it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And why recreate the wheel?
Yeah. That's why we were like, we're just doing Franklin, because this is more than enough. And like, if we can encourage another town to do it, they can more than welcome to take our template and everything. It's fine. It's public. So, cool. Does anyone else have any thoughts on this document before we move on for today?
I do, Madam Chair.
Yes, sir.
The end goal for this is just to make sure that they're accessible, or does it give people places to go that they know we know are accessible?
Good question. Our goal is that this document is a place that anyone, resident, any resident can look at this and go, oh, you know, I want to go to Del Carte, but is it going to be accessible for me in order to go there? They can look at this list and see our factual information, not judgmental subject, like just factual information, what the parking's like, what the playground's like, what's the trails like, and they can make their own decision.
So the parking, you'll actually fill that in, the
yes.
entrance, so, okay.
Yeah, let me show you.
As time allows. Right?
An example like this, like Beaver Pond. Oh wait, that's not an example, hold on. One that I have actually done. Fletcher Field, like parking, there is paved, handicap parking off Peck Street and Wachusett Street. Like factual, and we can add like how many spots there are. Restroom, there's porta potties, blah, blah, blah. You know, what's the cost? It's free. What are the pathways like? What are the seating like? What's the atmosphere like? Is there shade or is it sun? You know, what's the activity access like? Can you get to the baseball fields? Can you get to the playground? What's the playground like? You know, are there benches? Is it an accessible surface or not? So just reporting on anything and everything within the location regarding accessibility.
The reason I bring it up, and this answer may never be able to be answered, is we actually walked through recently, I don't know if you were with us, with Mary and Ryan Jetty, to look at, I thought you were there for some reason, but maybe not. We looked at some of the facilities throughout town that were actually town owned, and we found deficiencies.
Yes.
So I worry sometimes about putting out everything in detail, and don't get me wrong, it's a fantastic idea and a great job at it. I just worry what the rest of the commission might think if we have deficiencies that haven't been corrected yet. Where does that bring us? And it's just not, I don't know that I need an answer to it. It's just something that we observed when we did the walkthrough, and it was all town-owned facilities that were, you know, mistakes have been made over time with what should have been done and wasn't done.
Right.
You know, that's all.
Yeah, I mean, absolutely. It is pointing out things that are particularly not, potentially not accessible. That is a reality of doing this document. So whether it's a restaurant owner who, you know, it's that information's on there, or if it's a town-owned property or whatnot, I feel like we're providing factual information, but not evaluated information, which I think is a little bit different. But you're right, it is calling out what's not accessible, so there is, like, what are we gonna do about it if somebody were to ask?
It could be a good thing.
Yeah.
If someone goes there and they say, well, I can't get into this, the grab bars aren't the right height, mm-hmm. and they may seem like little things to some people, but they're not really little things when you can't right. use a facility.
When we first discussed doing this document, that came up was, like, we're not trying to harm anybody by doing this. We're not trying to, quote, call anybody out, but it is a fantastic way to raise that awareness of, you know, if I was a business owner, for example, in town, and I was like, oh, what they say about the business, oh, wow, I guess I could work on this or this or this. And we're not doing it in a, you know, some legalese way that's, like, demanding, but the information's there. So
Mark and I today, you know, I don't want to say you meet people who don't have a clue sometimes, but they do things and they just don't think about what they're doing at the time because they're trying to improve a property, and then the next thing you run into, they improved it, but they spent a lot of money doing it and they didn't make it accessible.
Right.
It's tough to be watchdogs.
Yeah. I see it everywhere.
And I'm
too.
Not saying it's, this yeah. document does that. I think it's a great idea, and it could actually benefit the commission too. If people see things that...
It's hard to know all the needs if you're not trained that way.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And everyone has different needs, so one place might be accessible for someone and not for someone else.
I think that's a fantastic point, because say, we'll take Fletcher again as an example since we're on this in town property. Do I just close the door or somebody just gonna get loud? Is like, no, the baseball fields are not all accessible there. I haven't been able to watch my nephews play baseball for, you know, 2-3 years because I can't get to the fields. And like, I know that. And
King Street, I mean, Lincoln Street, especially the ball fields.
Yeah. But so like an example to what Lauren's saying is I wouldn't be able to access those baseball fields, but somebody else who even uses a device would be like, oh no, it's fine, I can get there, right? So like everyone, the goal in doing this is to let people themselves choose what is accessible for me or not. And the factual information can tell them, you're about to arrive at a location that is full of grass, right? Or it's pavement, or it's stone dust, or it's, and then, you know, I know a friend who is in a power chair and she's like, oh, the SNET trail is fantastic, I love it. And I'm like, I can't go on there, I can't handle that surface. So I think Lauren's point is another good one of not only for people to check for themselves, but for the public awareness, for the whole community to be like, oh, right, accessibility is not just having handicapped parking. And by doing this, we get voices from all a very diverse population of those, and hearing from people with disability to me is the ultimate feedback for something.
It is a great idea in that aspect for sure.
I think one thing that makes Franklin special is that it is open to change and to creating more inclusivity.
I agree. Any other thoughts on that? Cool. Well, in regards to this document, then I'm thinking next steps. So if your assigned category has been filled out, and I would say maybe we can start adding descriptors if people start visiting places. Actually, even if it's not your particular category, let me change that. Because say, like, I've been to the Children's Museum, and that's not technically under my category, but I could describe that place with my eyes closed. I don't have to visit. I've been there plenty of times. So if you go somewhere in Franklin, maybe you happen to be at PT, or you happen to be getting labs at the Milford Regional facility or whatnot, and just starting to be a little bit observant of the places you're going in town, you could quickly come in here and just add some of your thoughts. Even if they're not super organized yet, just start to add, like, oh, I came to the senior center and this is how many handicapped parking spots there were. Or, oh yeah, there's automatic buttons, I'm gonna put that in the document, right? All the restrooms, just whatever you can start to be aware of in the places you're going in Franklin, we can start to put the descriptors in the document. How do you guys feel about that as a next step?
Good.
Okay, cool. Randy?
So what about, I've just noticed this, Franklin Primary Care.
Mm-hmm.
What do you put where it says cost?
We can take that out.
Just take out that line.
Yeah. Because a lot of bullets are...
Rather than NA. No, I mean, I know how to delete that, yeah.
Well, a lot of the bullets I was going to say are copied and pasted from one category to another, but we haven't... If you were to look at a category and be like, oh, cost doesn't really make sense, delete it.
Atmosphere. What are you going to say? Always too crowded. I don't know.
No, actually, that is important. So for the atmosphere, one is very sensory based for people. So thinking about things like lighting, is the lighting bright or dull? You know, someone with low vision would have an issue with dull lighting. If somebody has sensory issues, they may have an issue with bright lighting. Think about noise. So think about sensory when you think environment. Sound, sights, smells, fragrances. That's what we mean by atmosphere kind of stuff. And yeah, busy, loud, all of that can be put in there.
Okay.
Yeah.
So I think you just answered my question, which basically was each category kind of has these pointers where you just kind of get that information, but you're also saying fill in any other information that you may see in that space as well.
Yeah. And again, even if it's not necessarily bullet point based yet and you just want to toss, like, you happened to drive by the black box and you're like, oh, I noticed there's 3 handicap parking spots. You can just, okay, we can just start to gather whatever accessibility based information or disability based information, okay, for each place. Cool. All right, well, what, oh yeah.
It's amazing how much is compliant with ADA being founded in 1994. Mm-hmm. So when you think about buildings that...
Sorry.
I'm sorry, go ahead.
1990.
I'm sorry. Good. Thanks for that. I won't make that mistake again. But it's amazing how many buildings in town are compliant. Mm-hmm. I know we're not perfect, but yeah, it's not that old. The ADA isn't that old, really, when you think about it. Buildings are generally much older than that.
Yes.
You know, when it comes to an older town like Franklin.
Yeah.
I mean, obviously, we try to be perfect building new, but the older ones aren't too bad either. Downtown is difficult.
Yeah,
I was going to say.
It really is. And we did the downtown over, what, 5, 6, 7 years ago or so? Maybe longer now.
A little longer.
And we couldn't correct a lot of things that were done back then that when the ADA wasn't around.
Yeah.
But we know that a couple different businesses have thought about tearing down on Main Street and improving. So we're hopeful that that may happen.
That's awesome, and I agree. It's a one step at a time thing.
We want it to be a cumulative thing where someone sees a new building going up and they say, look how nice it is, look at the business they attract, that sort of thing.
Exactly. That's like when the Franklin Children's Museum was being put in. I mean, they also had the passion of accessibility, and I got to do that with them, which was awesome, but like, that's the difference too, is they want like the ultimate in accessibility, like let's hear from the whole community, right?
Okay. Look for Gatlin because we have to leave it.
For the ride, okay.
Oh, okay. At what time?
4:55.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right, yeah, just let us know.
No problem. Go
I know, we should probably move on. okay, cool. Thank you for sharing that. Next item on the agenda, old business, the education goal. Just checking in on that, reminding everyone that we have that goal set for people to be attending trainings to increase your own personal education for things related to disability and accessibility. Has anyone come across any good training lately that you wanted to share? All right, so then a friendly reminder.
Where y'all finding, I mean, you talked about it last meeting, but where y'all getting the trainings at?
Mostly the Mass Office on Disability.
Okay.
Lauren had made a document that's accessible in our folder.
Okay.
That's, attainable in the folder. And, yeah, mainly Mass Office on Disability, but also, like, Great Lakes?
Great Lakes, yeah.
Yeah.
Which I put in
ADA
there.
Center.
Yep. Thank you, Lauren.
They do a lot of good trainings. I've attended quite a few of theirs.
They had one this afternoon about curb cuts and sidewalks and stuff. Mm-hmm. I was listening until Lauren picked me up.
GreatLakes.com, or is that like a website?
Again, it's on, it's in here. So okay.
I can find it.
Education is a folder.
Okay.
And within the education, there's this trainings document that Lauren made. So right here at the top, you can click any of these. These are 3 great ones for trainings. And then she also listed out videos that the Mass Office on Disability has already done, and you can replay any of the videos with these links down here. So at the top, it's more like, oh, I check out the website and see what's upcoming. And then the ones below in the table are more like replay options.
Okay. Archive trainings.
Yeah, that's a good way to say it. Alrighty.
And hopefully the Metro West Center will be able to provide trainings and
awesome.
We can add it to it.
Yeah, keep sending them my way.
Oh, yeah.
Any other questions on the education? Okay, moving on. Event goal, planning for the strawberry stroll. I was thinking that for today, like a next step could be choosing times that each of us would be there. Now, you can be there the whole time if you want. Again,
how long is it?
It's from 4 to 6, but we would be starting to set up, I would say around like 3:15 the latest. And then there's some, cleanup involved as well. And this is assuming we would get a table, of course. But I know my capacity, as you know, has about an hour, somewhere between 1 to 2 hours, depending on what's demanded of my brain and my body. So I was thinking, again, you could be like, I want to be there the whole time. Cool, awesome. But if you're like, I'm limited in my capacity, or there's a certain time of day that you can't really do, like, let me know. What do you think for filling in time slots here?
I want to be there the whole time.
All right, Lauren's going to be there the whole time.
What date is it on? Sorry.
It is, that is not what I meant to do. June 12th from 4 to 8.
I'll take the first hour and then maybe stay longer if I'm up for it.
For setup or from 4 to 5 when?
Oh.
I won't be able to stay the whole thing because of transportation.
I'll do from, how about, I'll get there early, but the 4 to 5.
Okay.
Setup for me?
Michael and Gwen. Michael, I don't know what time GATRA ends, so that I'm not sure.
I believe it ends 7:30, I think.
Okay. Yeah, about that time.
What do you guys think? When do you want to come?
I would say 5 to 6.
You want to be there for 5?
Yeah.
Okay. And then leave for 6?
Yeah.
Okay, so an hour, basically. But is the show going to be still going on then, or...?
Oh, yeah, the event's 4 to 8.
Oh, okay. All right.
Okay, I have a thought, but Kelly, any?
I'm around anytime after 6.
So, like,
I'll do 6 to 8.
Okay. So then I have a question. I wanted to like everyone give their feedback first. If we're going to commit to doing this table, the only challenge is we can't leave Lauren there all day and then everyone else only take an hour here or there. Like, that's really not fair. And I'm part of that too, because my capacity is only up to 2 hours at a time. That's like total max for me. So my question is, do we do this?
Yeah. Yeah, we do. I think Gus is staying till 5, so that'll be fun.
What time's the actual show?
Four to eight is the event. Friend, yeah, right. For public.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure.
I'll
stay till 4. 4 to 6.
You want
to
go early and maybe help her set up?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
So we can go earlier. I can help just clean up earlier.
Wait.
Hold on, too many people talking.
Yeah, we're overloaded.
Friday.
Gwen and Michael, what?
He said we'd go earlier, and then we'll just have to probably leave for the 6 o'clock time or 5:30 time versus coming at 5. We can get there to help her set it up, Michael, you think?
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
And then stay till the 5:30 time.
Okay, thank you. And Randy, I heard you about staying till 6, or doing like 4 to 6. Is that what you... Okay. Lauren?
Who do we have? I know you'll be there to help set up, but like, what about breakdown, like physically to help?
Haven't gotten that far because it depended on like who would say what. Yeah.
Well, I just wanted to mention I have like a pickup truck that I'll be able to use, so that might be helpful if we need to transport stuff.
Do you would staying for cleanup be too late for you?
Okay.
So, all right, that's good to know. What
would
you say?
Madam Chair, if you let me know what's going to be brought there, I'll make sure I get it there for 3:15, and then I'll stay till 5.
Oh, thank you. Okay. Okay, that I feel much better about that. I did order the tablecloth. That's done. When I say I mean Melanie.
Get that? Yeah.
What?
Did it come yet?
Yeah, it's right over there.
Oh, it is great.
Yeah, it looks fantastic.
Really?
Feel free to go take a... Yeah. It's over there, so it's away from me allergy-wise. And I ordered the tent. The tent is still in the mail room. But I did contact facilities about if we could put the big items somewhere, and I'm just still waiting for them to get back to me on that. So I haven't put in the order.
And just
what?
Got 2 more minutes. And
okay, I'll have them.
Hold them.
I'll hold them. Don't worry.
I haven't put in the order for the table and chairs yet because I didn't want to order that and have nowhere to put them. So. just to update you on what's been purchased. But I don't know if you could maybe help me with that, that the getting asking facilities. We just, you know, I can't store all this at my house or handle all of the items.
Where are the chairs? Where's the table?
Those haven't been ordered yet.
Ordered, as in buying new?
Yeah.
Okay.
Because I did ask facilities, and they said they have picnic tables, but not folding tables.
You want a folding table?
Yeah. The picnic tables are not accessible either, which is a...
And you have a spot? You have a designated spot already, too?
For the event?
Where the tent goes.
No, that hasn't been opened up yet.
Okay.
So this is all, hopefully, but we've been ordering anyway in the event that... Like, even if we were to not get a spot, like, these are still helpful items for another event that we could do. And Steve, actually, at Franklin TV offered to bring a table and chairs if it didn't work out for us to order, but the plan is to hopefully order.
From the downtown partnership meeting this morning, they do expect to open the registrations April 15th.
Okay.
Either with the website or a backup process, but April 15th, thereabouts.
Okay.
Do you want me to do it?
Yeah.
Okay. I'm going to put it in my calendar.
Okay.
Do you think they'd give us some leeway with, like, the accessibility? Like, they usually have behind Dean Bank, I think, all handicap.
Yeah, it would be great if we could be close to handicap parking spots and away from music.
Oh, yeah.
Entertainment.
Because I think Dean College sets up right at that intersection by the post office.
Well, I did give them feedback last year about, like, there's literally music everywhere. Can you eliminate it in at least one section? Because for those who do have sensory communication needs, it's super difficult. So maybe they've taken that into consideration from this year. But maybe that's something, Lauren, if you could ask them. Like, we could submit for a table, and I don't know if there's a question in the form, but...
Did you just say, and I missed it, do we have a preferred location that I can ask for?
That's what we were kind of subtly discussing, was kind of asking them first, like, where their entertainment is going to be based.
Right.
Because ideally we would want to be close to handicapped parking and away from loud music. We could even put that, like, close to handicapped parking and away from loud music. Would be awesome.
Okay.
Because they are extending up to the library like they did last time.
Yeah.
Oh, cool.
But they had music at the library, music at that...
Everywhere.
...other spot in front of Rockland.
Yeah.
Dean, rather.
Okay. Cool. Well, then, Lauren, we'll wait to hear on that, too. Thank you for doing that.
Mm-hmm.
All right. And then I'll ask Cheryl, too, about times that she could come. I think that's... about it for updates there, unless anyone else had questions about the strawberry stroll. We'll wait to hear, because, like, you know, why plan anymore? Anyway, I know, it's going to be great. I also want to just double check with the town, right? Like, having a table there, are we okay to do that? I'll just double check.
I think it's really got to do with the downtown partnership.
Yeah.
And it does with the town.
Or, like, if we get a table for free, or we pay for it, or I don't know, because, like, they have different...
They're probably at a premium to try to get one. Or you mean getting those type of items from the town?
To have a slot at the strawberry stroll. Like, they charge businesses to have a table there,
it
but...
would be, if anyone did, it would be the downtown partnership.
Yeah.
Partnership members get priority. So is the commission a member of the partnership, or does a membership through the town give the commission a spot? That would be the question.
More so financially. Like, are we paying for a spot, or?
I would push to get a donation from the downtown partnership.
Yeah.
I'd feel like you do everything for everybody, and to not give a donation to not charge would be the donation. I feel that that's something that's the right thing to do.
Mm-hmm. All right, I'll just double check on all
the wording of this.
Yeah.
Okay.
Can we make donations ourselves? Like, can I donate earplugs?
We can't solicit from residents, and we have to get approved for any fundraising. So
like, I can donate earplugs or anything?
I mean, if you just happen to. We can accept donations, but we can't solicit.
Okay.
Yeah.
Good to know.
I know Lisa Piani resigned from the Downtown Partnership, correct?
She has stepped back as executive director. She will be consulting so she's still, at the end of the year at a reduced role.
Okay. Do you know who will be?
They're searching for an executive director, but Roberta Trahan and Pandora Carlucci are the two leads on the, and I believe you've got relationships with them already, so the conversation with that should be fairly easy.
Okay.
I love that idea. We could like do branding with that. We could do, like when I, so I was at a, Kelly mentioned earplugs. Like what a great thing to give out for an event. I like that. I was at a conference last week, and the Brain Injury Association of Massachusetts, they did that for their marketing, is that's what they gave out for brain injury survivors, because that's such a real thing. They did containers of earplugs with their logo on it.
Cool.
Yeah. I'll have to I'd have to check our funding, but I'm going to write that down.
I'm happy to donate.
All right, cool. I'm just going to run through the last couple of things, because we're running out on time here, unless anyone else had anything urgent for Strawberry Stroll. Okay. New member updates. So last meeting we discussed opening up two more seats. You know, there was an announcement put out and three applications have come in. I've looked at them. No decisions have been made or anything right now. It would be great to get more. So if anybody does know anybody like on your mind or in town or whatnot that you want to try to encourage to join us, please feel free to do so. I want to make sure we have the applications before, like I'd hate to look at all of them and do all the stuff and then another one comes in. So just like a last call for that. And wanted to just double check with the commission here with the current members if there's anything in particular we want to be looking for. You know, we're not discriminating at all about anything, but are we looking for anything in particular when an application comes in?
Do they have the capacity?
Mm-hmm. Right, time.
Not just for meetings, but all the other work.
Yeah. Any other thoughts?
Yeah, I guess, are they free on the, whatever, first Thursday of the month at 4 o'clock?
Yeah.
I mean, it would be cool to say someone that has a relative or themselves are facing the challenges of a disability, but that's hard to say, or it's hard to even know.
Yeah.
I'd love to see a business owner after all that talk.
Interesting.
Kind of have someone's outside opinion.
Yeah. Huh. I hadn't thought about that. Okay. All right. Well, I'll keep those things in mind and update you more next meeting on where all of that goes, but three have come in so far, so that's where we're at with that. And then just to report on this, so well, Cheryl's not here, so this was Cheryl had brought up all the issues at Central Terrace last time. Literally the only update is it's on a document. We're aware of it. It's on a document. So do you have a question, Michael?
No, I'm just about to speak before the meeting is adjourned.
Oh, yeah, we're not ready to adjourn quite yet.
Okay.
Central Park Terrace, I know there's been some ongoing challenges up there. Has it got to do with accessibility?
Yeah, you know, did you see the document that I had sent you?
No.
I created... Is it in here? Or is it
in... I think
it's
about lighting on the sidewalk.
Oh, accessibility, no, that was already done.
I think I might have heard about the lighting part.
I created a spreadsheet and sent it your way about a whole bunch of things in Franklin that need to be checked out for evaluation for accessibility, and sent what was discussed last meeting or the meeting before. You were at the meeting where it got discussed, so there's nothing new.
I remember
it was
the lighting,
the
right.
Parking, whatever. I put it on the document.
Okay.
So that was like my update, that it's you're aware. Yep. Just so that the world knows it's known.
Okay.
That's about it. Okay, cool.
Yeah, I was going to say, so earlier you had mentioned we have money to spend on handicap improvements. Can we give some of that to Cheryl's needs?
We got to be careful that it's not going to Cheryl's needs. That would be a conflict of interest as a member. So to improve Central Park Terrace.
Right outside of her door.
Yeah, we can't do it for an individual, but we can help with something like fixing the lighting there. Yeah, we could, you know, if some concrete needs to be fixed or whatnot, those are definitely the types of things that the handicap parking funds can fund. You know what I'll do is, that's a great idea. So on the next agenda, I'll pull up that document I made too. Because it even has to do with, you know, I sent it to DPW too, because there's like a lot of traffic lights, crosswalk lights need extenders because some people can't reach them from the mobility device, or it's the width of an aisle somewhere or whatnot. So I'll pull up that document next time and we can, I'm going to star that we can have a deeper conversation about what we want to use the handicap parking funds for. And obviously we don't have to use them right away, but if there's a project we can help fund, we can do that, definitely. It's a good idea, Randy. Okay. And then just a couple last things. I know I didn't put these under new business. I'm going to say them anyway. There is a statewide Commission on Disability meeting occurring twice this year. One's in April, one's in October. I sent an email to everybody.
April 15th.
I forwarded the Mass Office on Disability email probably a couple times now. And I know I've encouraged everyone to sign up for their email so that you get all of their announcements directly yourself. But there, you have to register for it, and it would be really cool. I'm going to attend. It's virtual. It would be awesome for as many people as possible to attend.
Isn't that the one I'm going to?
No, the Metro West Center is doing our own.
Okay.
But we're having a roundtable with the commission. The commission's not going to be able to speak at this one.
Right. This is, yeah, so this is a statewide COD meeting, virtual. April 15th is the first one coming up. October 8th is the other one, 10 to 11:30 a.m. And we're learning, we're listening in on that. But so it says, you know, learn about MOD, Mass Office on Disability support and resources for local CODs, including new initiatives, meet other CODs and get tips on effectively achieving your COD's goals. It's exclusively for COD chairs, members, municipal employees, .. And you do need to register. So I think if anyone else is able to attend this, it would be awesome to have as many of you as possible at this meeting.
I'll be there.
Of course. I'll be there,
actually,
too.
Actually, just so you know, MOD is going to be attending the Metro West Roundtable. So
okay, cool.
They go into bars, too.
We like that. Yeah.
Can you send that out again?
Yes.
Because
I will send this out one more time and then encourage all of you, like, that's a personal responsibility. Like, I can only send this stuff so many times on my end. I want to encourage everyone to be proactive. And again, if it's your choice if you want to sign up for their emails or not, but I will definitely specifically send this. I'm going to highlight it so I email this to everybody after the meeting.
Thank you.
You're welcome. And then very, very lastly, just want to let you all know that we have an accessibility working group starting back up. It's something we did about a year ago in town where I would attend meetings with the department heads at the municipal office so we could all be on the same page and be in a room for an hour together. And we could all talk about events, issues, whatnot, all related to disability, accessibility, whatnot. Rather than us, I mean, we still communicate with each other all over the place too, individually, but this way we all meet together once a month, which is super important. And that's going to be starting back up. So next week is going to be, the second Thursday of each month. Yeah, second Thursday of each month from 10 to 11 a.m. I'll be meeting with all the department heads, whoever can be there, department head wise, Gus, the communications director, like a bunch of different heads of things municipally in town, so we can all be on the same page with projects. I can update them on what the COD is doing. They can update me on stuff in town, and then I can bring it back here to us. So kind of a liaison between all of that. So I just wanted to let you know that we're starting that back up.
That's awesome.
Yeah. Okay, anything else?
I'm moving to now adjourn.
I second.
All right, okay. Meeting is adjourned.
We are now producing this in collaboration with Franklin TV and Franklin Public Radio. This podcast is my public service effort for Franklin, but we can't do it alone. We can always use your help. How can you help? If you can use the information that you find here, please tell your friends and neighbors. If you don't like something here, please let me know. Through this feedback loop, we can continue to make improvements. And I thank you for listening. For additional information, please visit franklinmatters.org. If you have questions or comments, you can reach me directly at suresteve@gmail.com. The music for the intro and exit was provided by Michael Clark and the group East of Shirley. The piece is titled Ernesto Mañana, copyright Michael Clark and Tin Type Tunes in 2008, and used with their permission. I hope you enjoy. By the way, you can also subscribe and listen to Franklin Matters Radio on your favorite podcast app. Search in podcasts for Franklin Matters.